Welcome, I'm so happy you came by for a lesson about the essence of B-I-O-L-O-G-Y. DNA's a topic so fantastic. We're talking about deoxyribonucleic acid. If you've ever wondered about development in elephants or bumblebees, coffee trees, well, DNA's the recipe. In its home, in a chromosome, in the nucleus, DNA drives the bus genetically controlling us. In ferns and worms, infectious germs, mommy's egg and daddy's sperm, DNA's the information linking up the generations. It's a code of life, so listen up well, cause DNA's the molecule in charge of every cell. DNA, fantastic deoxyribonucleic acid. We're talking about deoxyribonucleic acid. DNA, fantastic. The shape is key, probably well known to you. Double helix, twisted ladder, or a double corkscrew. Imagine a twisted length of tape with deoxyribose sugars on the edges with phosphates. Sugar phosphate, making up the sides of the ladder with nitrogenous bases on the inside. With the bases like the rungs, together with deoxyribose sugar and a phosphate, make a nucleotide. Deoxyribonucleotides are the monomers, link them together for the DNA polymer. 0.34 nanometers marks the space between one nucleotide and the next one's place. And for the helix to make one turn takes 10 bases in a row, as you can discern. Since space between nucleotides is 0.34, one turn takes nanometers 3.4. So stylish, so slick, first described in 53 by Watson and Crick. And don't forget Franklin, she took that famous x-ray pic, but she died, so she never got a Nobel Prize.
DNA, fantastic deoxyribonucleic acid.
We're talking about deoxyribonucleic acid.
DNA, fantastic.
The nitrogenous bases come in one of four varieties, known by the letters A, T, C, and G. A is for adenine, thymine's got the T. C, it stands for cytosine, guanine's got the G. A and G with two nitrogen rings are purine. C and T with one ring are pyrimidines. C only bonds with G, A only with T, because like puzzle pieces, they're complementary. They fit together, snuggled up like hand and glove, like enzymes and substrates, like people in love. ATCG matched up like lock and key, forming hydrogen bonds, either two or three. Hydrogen bonds, you know they aren't very strong, but they're enough to hold DNA together all day long. The way the bases fit together couldn't be sweeter. They give DNA a width of 2 nanometers. DNA's double-stranded looks pretty swell. The strand's orientation is anti-parallel, with one strand standing up, the other on its head. It's how they fit together, Crick and Watson said.
DNA, fantastic deoxyribonucleic acid.
We're talking about deoxyribonucleic acid.
DNA, fantastic.
Sugars and phosphates make the backbone, the structure, but the sequence of bases is where you find instructions for development of bodies in the cytoplasmic symphony that constitutes life miracle on goats and golden algae. Your sequence of bases is unique, a special batch. Unless you're an identical twin, it's nowhere matched. And you can bet that if you're not Jango Fett, that you've got no clone. No one like you's been known. Our bases comprise our individuality. You might have an A where I have a G. Explain it why I'm bald and you got all that hair. These differences can show up anywhere. The protein hemoglobin, listen up well, it carries oxygen in your red blood cells. Hemoglobin's made of 4 protein pieces, a trait widely shared among animal species. Hundreds of bases spell one hemoglobin piece. Hundreds of A's, G's, T's, and C's. The gene starts C-A-C-G-T-G-C-A-C, then T-G-A-G-G-A-C-T-C-C-T-C. The key is these bases are information for hemoglobin's function and conformation. Hundreds of bases in a predetermined order. A single change brings on a major disorder. Change T to A in one single spot. This little point mutation might not seem like a lot. Thymine to adenine might not seem that big to you, but baby, that's the cause of sickle cell anemia.
DNA, fantastic deoxyribonucleic acid.
We're talking about deoxyribonucleic acid.
DNA, fantastic.
DNA, fantastic deoxyribonucleic acid.
We're talking about deoxyribonucleic acid.
DNA, fantastic.